Time for the birthday scam. Going to call a young lady who was in an accident recently. She didn't want to run it through her insurance, so it was really like very minor damage. So she offered it to pay for the other vehicle's, what she thought was minor damage. And she's had a history with a lot of accidents. So we're going to call her and say that we want a lot of cash for it.
Yeah, she was out clubbing. Hit this other car.
This is Tina. May I help you?
Hey, Tina. This is Steve Phillips, and I represent the driver of the SUV that you had the accident with a few weeks back.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to bother you about it, but they've gone ahead and had an estimate done, and it does look like there's some damage to the vehicle.
Okay.
It was just $1,300, and I'd like to talk to you about collecting from you.
You can call my insurance company.
I mean, if you want to make a claim with your insurance, you would go ahead and do that. Just pay us, and then you can be reimbursed from your company.
I'm sorry. I can't afford to pay you. That's why I have car insurance. You're going to have to call and make a claim with them. The damage and the reason I offered to pay her cash is because it looked like it could have been maybe $200 or $300 damage at the most.
And I pulled your driving record, and it looks to me like you've had three or four accidents. So it seems like you'd prefer me not going through your insurance company. You might be dropped.
She's already called my insurance company and made a preliminary claim.
Well, that's between you and them. What your insurance company does has nothing to do with me. I have an amount of money that I need you to pay.
They told me not to make any deals with attorneys, that then you needed to contact them directly.
What exactly happened?
I was making a left-hand turn on a two-way street, and the car in front of me was making a left-hand turn on a two-way street.
Now, I have it here that you were cutting across lanes, but you weren't in the proper turn lane.
I had asked the driver next to me if I could cut in front. He said yes. He motioned me to go ahead because I'd missed my turn. The car shot out from around the car in front, the car facing me that was turning left also. I did not see it.
What time? This was in the evening?
About 11.
And where were you coming from or going to?
We were coming from dinner, and I was dropping a friend off.
Uh-huh. Had you been drinking? Hello?
I had. That isn't any of your business.
You had been drinking. Yes or no?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to consult my attorney. Her name is...
You said I had, so I'm going to put that down as a yes.
I did not say it. Mr. Phillips, what firm do you work for?
Now, you know, I...
What firm do you work for?
I did pull your driving record, and
what firm do you work for? You have to tell me.
I'm looking at your picture right now.
What firm do you work for?
You're actually pretty attractive.
What firm do you work for?
Speaking of firm, why don't we...
Who the hell is this?
Why don't we get together and attempt to work out a private deal?
Okay, this either has to be Dean and Rod or Russell in Dallas.
Who's Russell? Because it's not him.
We're all firm.
Hey, Tina, happy birthday.
Oh, my God, I just got scammed. I cannot believe it.
Yes. This was your husband.
My husband did that.
Yes, he did. Happy birthday.
I just got scammed by Dean and Rod.
What a treat.